To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Lee Fire continues to rage across Rio Blanco and Garfield counties. Between it and the nearly contained Elk Fire, nearly 150,000 acres have burned. Both are burning in big ranching areas, with about 1,000 farms in the two counties. Kurt Russell is president of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association. He says ranchers in western Colorado have already been struggling with drought, and now the damage could cost them tens of thousands of dollars.
After the fires are out is when the big push will come. Then we'll be looking at, okay, so it burned up all your grass, it burned up all your fences. Where can we go with these cows until we can get things back together?
Russell's organization is helping area ranchers, trying to get them emergency funding, feed, and hay, and even relocating livestock to the eastern plains. Air quality advisories remain in place across western Colorado for areas affected by the wildfires. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
The Colorado Air Pollution Control Division says smoke coming from the Lee, Elk, and Crowshill fires is fluctuating due to weather and wind. Some of the smoke has made its way to the Front Range. Particulate matter levels have been moderate to high from Fort Collins and Greeley down to Colorado Springs. It's also bad in Pueblo. More storms are expected through the weekend, which could spread the smoke further. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, including fire updates, come to cpr.org.